Westfield. We have sent Gordo out with the wireless microphone to talk to some of these NASCAR fans. Come in, Gordo.
Do you have me, Craig?
We have you.
I'm standing in the middle of a sea of machinery. There's so many RVs around me, it looks like the end of days as people push to one coast because the invaders have come from the other, the space aliens. I'm looking across the infield, probably about 50 yards away from me or so. There is an RV, looks to be a late 70s model, that is flying an American flag, a Texas flag with the Don't Tread on Me snake in the middle of it, and a Confederate battle flag flying right along next to it. just the Confederate battle flag.
Right there.
Boy, right some of these things look like they cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then other ones look like they were bartered for, like traded a brush hog blade or something for them on somebody's land.
Hey, it got me here, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did get you here, sir. All right, now Killer told me to come down this way because there's some guys out cooking already. Oh, look at here. Here's some guys over here. Oh, no, those are workers. I want them. Sorry about this, boys. I'm trying to find somebody. It looks like everybody's still sleeping it off.
Well, maybe knock on a few doors.
Oh, they have
to. Get a wake-up call going.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to weave my way through here. These people have quite a setup out here. Good Lord, that's a lot of equipment. All right, here's a guy here. I'll talk to him. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're live on the air here in Dallas, Texas.
Great. Hi, Dallas. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Boston, but I live in Houston now.
Now, how much did you drink last night? Because just using my nose as a breathalyzer, you're blowing a .4.
That's probably about right.
What all did you drink?
Mostly beer.
Mm-hmm. Any liquor?
Maybe a bit. A
couple shots.
Okay. Sure. Is this your brother? You guys look exactly alike.
Yes, that's my brother.
Let's talk to him. He's coming down out of the RV now, wearing his Houston Astros visor, his old Navy little sweatshirt, and, of course, camo cargo pants.
Yes, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. What you do for a living?
I do AC. I own an AC business.
Uh-huh. And what are you selling? You selling train, carrier? What you doing?
Whatever the homeowner request, commercial, whatever they want. It's price issue sometimes.
Uh-huh. What, are you with woman, or are you guys having a bachelor's weekend?
It's a guy weekend. We come up here every year, and there's two or three more guys coming up here, and we just, we've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years.
How many of you guys are vegetarians?
None. We all eat meat.
What about Democrats? Any of you guys Democrats?
I think most of us now are pretty much independent and vote for whatever we believe in.
Mm. There you go, Gordo.
Now, have you seen the guy over there waving the Confederate battle flag above his RV?
I've seen a few of them here.
Does that offend you?
Not at all. It's part of the history of America. It doesn't offend me at all.
States' rights, right?
It's just a free speech, and it's something that we went through. We don't have to be proud of it. We don't have to be that, but it still represents what we did.
Who are you rooting for out here?
Hendricks, Jr., Gordon's last year. I want to pull for him.
Tell
as long as Keselowski hits a wall, I'm good.
God. Okay. Wow. Now, did you guys bring that porta potty, or is that provided by the Speedway?
You have to rent them from one of the companies. They'll drop them off at your spot. So a bunch of people go together, and they'll drop them off.
Have you had to go to the bad bathroom in there?
No. That's I can make it over to the shower bathroom for that.
And have you done that yet?
This morning, not yet, because I hadn't had my coffee. So it'll be a little while before I have that bathroom break.
And that'll get things moving?
It should get things flowing and get me ready for the night.
With as much beer as your brother had, there's no chance of anything being solid.
No, it's how can you say that?
He's going to lose a few pair of underwear out here.
Yeah, we just try not to shart when we fart.
Okay. Yeah, we're having fun with you today. All right, good luck, guys. Do you guys own this or rent it?
Own it.
Wow, how much does this thing cost?
A couple of bucks. It was basically free. It was a gift.
From?
Bush, of course.
George Bush. Are you friends with George Bush?
Pretty tight. We're pretty tight.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty interesting. So how do you know him?
We both live in Houston, so, we're neighbors.
Oh, okay, neighbors. That's nice. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Think he's being serious?
I can't tell. And he said, all right, lads, have a good day. He has some kind of a weird, I don't know, like he's from Boston in the 1700s or something.
You have that much beer in one night, all of a sudden you start believing that you're friends with George Bush, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's not the Bush that he's friends with. Okay, let me head down here. Boy, it's really, I'm going to start jogging here, which is always fun. All right, here's some dudes. All right, hold on. How you guys doing? What's going on? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How you doing, bro?
Hey, you look like a young Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, well, I'm just old today. This morning's tough.
Really? What'd you do last night?
I tried to...
It's okay. Tell me.
No, we were singing and carrying on. You know how it goes.
Singing and carrying on. What were you singing?
Karaoke over at, in turn two.
Karaoke in turn two. There's nothing more American than that phrase.
I'm sure there isn't.
What were you singing? What's your favorite?
Oh, man, any country song.
Any country song? Do you like rap or hip-hop?
Not really.
Who are some of his favorite
Doesn't
country artists?
Doesn't fit in with you. So can you name one rap artist?
What's that guy that Kanye West? Is he one?
Is he one? Okay. Well, I guess so. What kind of RV do you guys bring?
It's around the corner there. It's a... you know.
Thank you for your answer there. Did you bring your wife?
No.
Married?
Yes.
Only one wife, right?
Right.
You look like a guy who's... very faithful.
I'm very faithful. 36 years.
36 years. Kids, couple boys?
A boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Who's your friend here?
That's James.
What?
James.
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 James. He just made two syllables out of your name somehow.
That's all right. It's still morning.
What do you do for a living, James?
I sell auto parts.
Auto parts. How long have you been into NASCAR?
I've been coming up here on the infield for last about 3 years now.
What's the craziest thing you've seen out here?
Jeff Gordon crashing on over there with, I can't remember who the other one was, and they started fighting on over turn one.
No, I'm talking about in the infield.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff that way.
What's that?
There's plenty of that stuff around here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what's the craziest party episode you've seen?
A lot of Mardi Gras out here.
What does that mean? A lot of breasts? Flash?
Something like that there, yes.
Did you see those people that used to bring the stripper pole with them? They used to...
There's been about four or five stripper poles around here, and then you got your... what is that? The Taj Mahal down there that does some nice dancing out there.
What is Taj Mahal? What do you mean?
They play a lot of loud music and got some gals out there that shake their booty.
Shake their booty. What about the women in your life? Married?
Yes, I'm married. I have two girls.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married? Can you beat his record?
No, I've only been married, 33 years.
It's still a long time, though.
Yes.
It's about time for you guys to cut loose with some of these women up on the pole out here.
No. I'm not that quick.
Not that quick.
Oh, man. It's fun to hang out with you this morning.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming by.
You drinking water?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got to dilute everything down the night in the morning.
What'd you drink last night?
Water. That's all I drink. I'm the designated driver.
What about dental care out here? Is that offered?
I don't know. You'd have to ask some gals about that.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
All right. God, what are you doing?
What?
So awkward.
I'm just trying to learn about the place.
What did his teeth look like?
They looked like a kind of like a line of tombstones from a cemetery that hadn't been touched in 200 years. It's kind of leaning every which way. Discolored, gray. All right.
You're obsessed with teeth.
You are.
I am not obsessed with teeth.
You and Mike Myers.
Hey, here's some ladies.
All right.
How you ladies doing this morning? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Come on! I'm tired of talking to guys. I want to talk to some ladies.
What?
Well, you look like you're dragging this morning a little bit.
I am.
Why is that?
Because we partied too hard.
You did? What you having for breakfast there?
Nothing yet.
What is it? Come on. You can tell me.
It's
I'm a sports broadcaster.
Light.
Marlboro Light. That's right. Already got it going today. And you girls heading to the showers?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I'll make sure I get in position on the peephole there.
Nice.
Did you bring your husband, or are you freelancing here?
Oh, brought my husband.
Uh-huh. How long have you been married?
20 years.
Gosh, that's a long time. Couple kids?
Four.
Four? All live with you?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, now what about your girlfriends here? How long have you known them?
Oh, at least, 17?
Yeah.
Since you were 17?
No, 17 years.
And where'd you go to high school?
Kellyville.
Who?
Kellyville, Oklahoma.
You're an Okie. Did you go to OU?
No, but we're big OU fans.
Hey, have you girls seen any of those stripper poles they have out here?
No.
You know, we're hearing that some guys actually drag stripper poles out here to the infield.
Never heard it.
Would you get on one of those if someone gave you?
Hell no.
$100?
She would.
Whoa, she's accusing you. Would you get on a stripper pole, ma'am?
After her.
After her?
Yeah. She does it, I'll do it.
All right. All right, would you like to give a message to America? You can say, like, go Obama, we love you.
Hell no.
Okay, all right, thank you for your time.
Go Obama, we love you.
God, that always draws such a violent reaction.
Would you want to see them on a stripper pole?
Well, the second girl I talked to that said that she would get on the pole after the first girl, I don't think there'd be a pole left to get on.
Ew. Seriously?
I just don't know what kind of a load-bearing pole you could put up.
All right. Come on.
All right, here's a dude walking a dog out here. Hey, how you doing? Is that your dog or did you rent that?
No, it comes with the RV.
No, it does? Yeah. What kind of dog's that?
It's a cow dog.
Cow dog. How long you had it?
2 years.
2 years? Is it purebred?
No, it's a half Blue Heeler and half Australian Shepherd.
Ah, is that intentional?
Yes. Come on. But it's time to make coffee or I'm going to be in trouble.
Be in trouble with whom?
The what?
The dog.
Okay, all right, thank you.
The dog wants coffee.
All right, let me ask you something. I'm doing a survey here. Do you smoke?
No.
Good, thank you. Liar. Liar. Okay, here's an attractive lady who's out walking, getting exercise this morning. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey, good morning.
What's your name?
Tammy Jones.
Tammy Jones. What do you do for a living, Tammy Jones?
I own a ladies' clothing store, The Boutique, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, sure. Whoa. Hey, so you're out exercising this morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Feels good. Got to burn off all the beer.
That's unlike a lot of these other guys that I've seen around here. You're also thin, and you're wearing workout outfits.
Yeah, feels good.
And the other guys I've seen have been, like, trying to pound the sausage out of their heart with their fist.
Yeah, we just passed over there, right? Drinking a beer already.
Like, do you ever look around the infield and think, man, in 10 years, 78% of these people won't be alive?
Yes, we have. We've been coming to the races for about 12 years, and, we've seen the decline.
Wow.
Where did you grow up?
In Rochester, New York, upstate, and then and moved down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
So you're a northerner, technically.
I am, but I say I'm a southerner.
Do you have a sense of shame about being a northerner?
No, I don't. I just don't want to live there.
You married?
I am married, 28 years.
Dang. You people stay married for a long time, you NASCAR fans.
I know.
I've plowed through like 3 marriages already.
You pretty much just let them do what they want to do, you know, and everything works out just fine.
Is that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Well, God bless you and your work. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Attractive older woman.
Huh?
It's an attractive older woman. She's thin. Got it where it counts.
Hey, it does sound like 100% of the fans had beer last night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a touching scene I'm walking up upon. Here is a dad throwing a football.
Granddad.
Oh, granddad throwing a football with his grandson.
Oh.
Right.
And what's your name, sir?
Rick.
Rick. Where are you from, Rick?
Salisbury, Texas.
Oh, yes. And did you grow up in Texas?
I did.
And what about you, young man? What's your name?
Cole.
How old are you, Cole?
I'm about to be 10.
About to be 10. About to be double digits. And look what's hanging around your neck right there.
A duck call?
A duck call. That is great. You got a few tags, a few rings there, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And who's your favorite racer out here, Cole?
Joey Logano.
Who?
Joey Logano.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been rooting for him?
About a year.
How many races has your granddad taken you to?
My fourth one.
Fourth one? That's pretty good. And do you live in the same town as your granddad?
I live in, like, Town Bluff, like, close to Woodville, Texas.
Uh-huh. And what about your other granddad? Does he ever make it out here?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I won't chase after that one too much.
Okay.
Oh, who else is with your traveling party?
My mom, my stepdad, my sister, and my brother.
Oh, man, you got a big one. You got a nice RV you like?
Yes, sir.
You like? Tell me to wake up his sister.
How old is your sister?
17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's a lot older than you.
Yes, sir.
Does he smoke?
Now, nobody smokes in the RV around you, right? None of the adults are smoking around you, right?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Good. Granddad, do you smoke?
No.
Did you ever?
No.
Good. Good for you. And you're out here doing something healthy. Now tell me what your shirt says there.
It's just Harley Davidson.
Ride to live, own the road. Harley Davidson. You own
That's
a motorcycle?
Right. No. No.
No?
No.
Well, how'd you get the shirt?
I bought it in Pensacola.
That was a good story. All right. Well, I guess I'll see y'all later.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, let me ask you something. You think Hillary's going to run for president?
I have no clue. I'm sure, but I don't know.
If she does, are you going to vote for her?
No. No.
Why not?
I don't. I just wouldn't.
You think she's a lib?
Do what?
You think she's just a dirty lib?
Oh, I don't know.
You a Republican?
Yes, absolutely.
Hell yeah. Fist bump. You got it. You see that, Cole? We're bonding over politics over here. Cole got a big kick out of that. All right, throw that football to him. Cole with the catch. Nice. Nice jump and grab. What a cute little kid, man.
And see? You know he's from Texas. Nice. He says, yes, sir.
All right, what time we got?
We got to go.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Right, let me just say hi to this one guy. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great, and you guys?
Yeah, you're driving around in this this little thingamajig here, right?
Yeah, this little thingamajig.
Yeah, you working or are you just partying?
No, I just camp out. You know, we're from New Mexico.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
I'm 72.
Stay hard, man. Keep partying on.
All right, sure will.
NASCAR prep, man.
Who are you guys with?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
That sounded like Blue from Old School.
He did. You're my man, Blue.
Oh, I love it. I love these. Oh, he's an old skinny guy with a big old smile. He's, what, 72? His teeth are about 18 months.
All right.
Leave the teeth alone.
No, I mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful white teeth.
All right, there he is.
All right, so Gordon Keith signing off from the infield. Can you say bye, ma'am?
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. God bless.
There's Gordo in the infield out here at the Texas Motor Speedway.